The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
December 17th.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1903, the Wright brothers flew the first powered aircraft for the first time. In 1938, the basis of nuclear power generation was discovered when physicist Otto Hahn brought a sample of uranium to its fission point. In 1969, the U.S. Air Force closed the book on Project Blue Book, an extensive investigation into sightings of unidentified flying objects. In 2002, Galileo revealed its secrets at last. A recent close pass by the planet Jupiter scrambled some of the space probe's electronic systems, shutting down the onboard digital tape recorder. If the recorder couldn't be reactivated, it couldn't play back its findings for scientists on Earth. And time was running out for Galileo, which was on a collision course for Jupiter in 2003. Fortunately, NASA's ground controllers figured out how to get Galileo's data recorder to start playback before it was too late. Born on this day in 1929, actress Jacqueline Hill. She played Barbara, one of the first humans to stumble into the Doctor's TARDIS in the very first episode of Doctor Who.
Is this really where you live, Susan?
Yes.
And what's wrong with it?
And this is your grandfather?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you tell us that?
I don't discuss my private life with strangers.
I think we ought to.
REM bassist Mike Mills was born today in 1958. In 1966, the second Doctor met a new ally who would stay with him until the end.
We're on a war to the cave!
Father, there's no fit stick to travel.
Dusty, get away with you!
Hey!
I know not. They're no Scots. They threw down the prince's cocaine.
Cave?
What prince?
Prince Charles Edward. Bonnie Prince Charlie.
You have the tongue. Aye, I thought so. English, the three of them, camp followers to the Duke of Cumberland, come to steal from the dead.
Find a moment! Do you wish to pray before you die?
Die?
Die for what?
Well, you can't kill us in cold blood.
Oh, our blood's warm enough. Your English troopers gave no quarter to men, women, and barons.
Doctor, tell them who we are.
Doctor?
Get away with you, woman!
Doctor.
Fraser Hines made his first appearance as future time traveler Jamie McCrimmon in the Doctor Who story The Highlanders. Leaving 17th century Scotland behind for time and space, Jamie remained with the Doctor until Patrick Troughton left the show in 1969. In 1977, Space Academy signed off with its last episode. With Star Wars having changed what American audiences expected from science fiction, the makers of Space Academy retooled and recast the show, reviving it the following year as Jason of Star Command.
There is considerable feeling at the Federation that the expenses of the Space Academy are running too high.
Running high?
One of the leaders of the opposition is a very eccentric man. He is not a friend of the Academy. His name is Johnny Sunseed. And it is he who will appear today on an inspection tour.
Sounds as though you know this man pretty well, Commander.
Indeed I do. He's my brother.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.